The caravan slowed down, and the wheels spun less wildly, and within moments the two Baudelaires were travelling at a much more comfortable pace.
"It's working!" Klaus cried.
"We're not done yet," Violet said, and walked over to a small table that had overturned in the confusion. When the Baudelaires were living at Caligari Carnival, the table had come in handy as a place to sit and make plans, but now in the Mortmain Mountains it would come in handy for a different reason. Violet dragged the table over to the open door. "Now that the wheels are slowing down," she said, "we can use this as a break." Klaus dumped the last of the mixture out of the pitcher and turned to his sister.
"How?"
he said. But Violet was already showing him how. Quickly, she lay on the floor and, holding the table by its legs, dangled it out of the caravan so it dragged on the ground. Immediately there was a loud scraping sound, and the table began to shake roughly in Violet's hands. But she held fast, forcing the table to scrape against the rocky ground and slow the caravan down even more. The swaying of the caravan became gentler and gentler, and the fallen items owned by the carnival employees stopped crashing. And then, with one last whine, the wheels stopped altogether, and everything was still. Violet leaned out of the door and stuck the table in front of one of the wheels so it couldn't start rolling again, and then stood up and looked at her brother.
"We did it," Violet said.
"You did it," Klaus said.
"The entire plan was your idea."
He put down the pitcher on the floor and wiped his hands on a fallen towel.
"Don't put down that pitcher," Violet said, looking around the wreckage of the caravan. "We should gather up as many useful things as possible. We'll need to get this caravan moving uphill if we want to rescue Sunny."
"And reach the headquarters," Klaus added. "Count Olaf has the map we found, but I remember that the headquarters are in the Valley of Four Drafts, near the source of the stricken stream. It'll be very cold there."
"Well, there is plenty of clothing," Violet said, looking around. "Let's grab everything we can and organize it outside."
Klaus nodded in agreement and picked up the pitcher again, along with several items of clothing that had fallen in a heap on top of a small hand mirror that belonged to Colette. Staggering from carrying so many things, he walked out of the caravan behind his sister, who was carrying a large bread knife, three heavy coats, and a ukulele that Hugo used to play sometimes on lazy afternoons. The floors of the caravan creaked as the Baudelaire stepped outside into the misty and empty landscape and realized how fortunate they had been.